Blog Talk Radio. as well as balancing out the female, become a little left brain. All of that is a part of the divine feminine. You see what I'm saying? As well as celebrating the ultimate form of sexuality. You understand what I'm saying? You got to let go all the goddamn virgin bullshit. You have to become demonic. You got to now become, now you think it's some crazy shit. Well, fuck it. You got to become everything the church say that you don't supposed to be. You got to reverse that shit because you know you done got fucked up the ass with this shit being good. So obviously that shit don't mean nothing. And the original thing is not talking about moralism. We're not talking about religion here. Religion is political. It has nothing to do with the acquisition of the spiritual realm. So we're not talking about the old eon when you was Muslims, Christians, and all that. We're talking about going to the God realm. Now, let me drop some stuff on you at the heart of that. Now, this is what's getting ready to go down. I'm sure what all this stuff is about. The Europeans, who are a hybrid people with no history, their history on this earth was involved of stealing other people's history and masquerading as the authority and as the litmus test and as the paradigm. Okay? So anything that they got that's genius and good, that shit came from us. End of fucking story. That's history. Now, so as in usurping civilization within itself, they have to usurp heaven. Now follow me on this shit. In order to usurp heaven, they have to postulate and masquerade as a heavenly people. So they have one advanced priesthood that the European race has vowed to rise to supremacy as the ultimate authority of heaven, not the heaven of the great beyond that's in your scriptures, but a heaven on earth to make sure that they motherfucking asses don't go nowhere. So in order for them to rule forever, that's what the whole Hitler thing was about. A city of 1,000 years, the right of 1,000 years. In order for them to rule forever, they have to be ruled by a sublime priesthood that will ensure them into the future. It's all bullshit. It ain't going to happen. They days away from getting destroyed. You understand what I'm saying? They days away from getting destroyed and all. Hell, they can't fuck with a big fat nigga like me. You understand what I'm saying? I'll be down for some goddamn action. Come on with it, motherfuckers. I'm telling you, this shit works. I know right now, if I shoot a nigga in the head, I'll tell you what'll happen. They'll come to your family. They'll say, that's fucked up, man. But ain't shit we can do. Because they know that I know something, and I know how to access it. Ain't nothing no different than me and you. It's just a matter of you got to become that spirit. You see, the black hole is inside of you, in your heart chakra. Once you start to access that, if they even attempt to kill you, it's almost like detonating a nuclear device. It's like the black man with the hand on the button. They ain't going to fuck around with a motherfucker, no, but you got to get out of religion. You say, I'm down. But right now, if you see me talking about I'm down with Allah, you best believe, so that nigga going to be dead in a week. Them crackers are ready to roll on me now. But they wouldn't dare touch me because I ain't coming from no Allah and I ain't coming from no Jesus. I'm coming straight dark side. You better know what dimension is here. This motherfucking black hole here don't know shit about no Allah. Don't know shit about no Jesus. Those are mere words and there's no word to describe it. This is reality. Damn all that dumb shit. Allah getting 1 million of them goddamn white-ass Arabs killed a day. They fucking them in the ass and killing them, taking names. Allah ain't doing shit for them, just like Jesus been killing you. They'll kill a Christian and a Muslim in a goddamn minute. You better know what side it's on right now, because this shit, he going to keep your monkey ass alive. Because this is you coming back. That other bullshit is the shit that they gave to you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I say, damn me falling a God that a man wipe his ass with his left hand. Fuck him. Motherfucker don't even like women. What kind of shit is that? You got to be a fucking asshole. You see, they got black women walking around Atlanta with their goddamn face covered.
Yeah.
Are you out of your fucking mind? What is the doggone rationale? You know what I'm saying? We have to kill some of them goddamn niggas too. I'm going to tell you. This shit is going to trigger some fucked up shit. You listen to me. Have to take some of them motherfucking niggas. Got a goddamn black woman face covered. What kind of fucking God would create a face and tell you to cover it? It's an oxymoron. It's just straight up insanity. And it's, we don't even understand, because we are not a historical people. We don't understand that half the goddamn people, even in the Sahara, they got to cover the faces because of the sand dunes. The sand will get in the eye. So this became a form of culture, and then the culture was usurped by the religion. And the niggas over here in the West End thinking that shit got something to do with Allah. Why the hell, if a motherfucker got a shackle on your hand and you saying, free me from bondage, Allah, why the fuck would I put a goddamn veil over a motherfucker eye when it is the all-seeing eye, which is the whole sublime divinity? Are you crazy? If a goddamn woman ain't gonna look after the fucking kids, you can hang the goddamn shit up. And a motherfucker can't look after a motherfucker getting hit by a goddamn car covered up that damn way. This shit is insane. And all them assholes got the women covered, and their leader is up in jail. So much for fucking Allah. So much for damn Allah. So much. All this bullshit. Yahweh. Yahweh then Yahweh been following Yahweh, and his ass been locked up for goddamn 10 years. Oh, God gonna bring retribution down. Well, he ain't brought retribution down on 100 billion motherfuckers got kicked in the ass by the white man. And all of us are religious. Obviously, religion is the shit that's fucked up. You got to change when this stuff here. I'm telling you right offhand, because this stuff here ain't going to work in the wall if you giving it to his side. It's not going to work. You see what I'm saying? The stuff is here now, but you are the gods that's coming back. That's the mythology. Any questions right now? If anybody unclear about that, let's talk about it right now. What's that?
As you think, is going to be the way you're going to have to unlock these gates. Now, you can play all you want to. I'm just trying to say, look, let me explain something to you. Now, I don't know everybody, most of y'all are new audience. There's nothing wrong with that. He came down to introduce you to some information to get you to a certain point,
right,
so you can go out on your own,
right,
and become gods on your own.
Yeah,
and there's a group of people that was in there that can't go beyond that,
yeah,
but that's all right. They couldn't go beyond it in the first place. There was a group of people, every group out here got a certain amount of gods,
mm-hmm,
and they got a certain amount of people that have to belong to the group.
Right.
Even in the Nation of Islam, Elijah Muhammad said, we got scientists up in here, and I don't want no more believers. It's right in the damn theology of time. That's when he really started talking this shit. He said, I want gods. But there's a certain group of people that they can only take things face value,
yeah,
and they got to wait on Dr. York. Dr. York, I've even heard from one of the sisters that Dr. York even told the motherfuckers, God damn it, I'm waiting on y'all.
Right.
He said this shit. In some of the things, I'm waiting on y'all. Y'all supposed to do it.
Yeah, right.
He was giving the people the thing because he understood. Okay, that was the group. And
yeah,
that's by way you came. I'm just saying, though. That's by way you came by. Well, why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
If it's just easy a group, you go to Dr. York and tell Dr. York to teach you something.
Hey, brother.
No, I'm just trying to say, my point here is this.
No,
what I'm trying to tell you is this. Because that's exactly what I'm going to tell you. Because the part of the first thing I'm going to tell you when I get into this thing is, in order for you to get to the other level, you got to renounce calling yourself anything down here related to a goddamn group.
Thank you.
Because you will be on the roots.
I agree.
And I'm going to tell you how the alchemical shit inside of your body lines up. Remember I told you before, if you say, I want to be a sinner, then the alchemical process inside of you lines up that way. Because ye are God, and whatever you want to do, you got
to
do.
You're going to do it.
You're going to do it. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is this here. The man already done told you. Did he ever tell you in his teaching that you're the God? All right then. Then end of story. Now what we're talking about here is the level of the God.
Mm-hmm. You understand what
I'm saying? So the point I'm trying to say here is the same here. Here's my ass. You got to come out of the groups because I'm trying to tell you this stuff you don't grind up based on groups on the mundane level. That's a part of your training.
I can feel that.
That's a part of your training. I was a part of one of Dr. Ben Marks. I was one of his mystery systems. And that was good. I needed that at the time to learn a certain amount of genetic history and stuff like that, but I realized, hey, look, that's not the end all to be all.
Thank you.
Now, so there ain't nothing wrong with that. How can you come before something unless you join something first? So that's what I'm trying to say, but the point I'm trying to make here is this here. When you go, they call it path working. That's when you're rising up the system of spirituality.
Right.
And a path is your own journey.
Right.
The initiate has to go on its own journey. And you can't take nothing with you. Remember in Star Wars, the motherfucker told him, he said, what's in that cave? He said, only what you take with you. He said, only what you take with you. I'm not saying that the man stuff is wrong. All I'm trying to tell you is you at a level now that you got to make the decision. You at the goddamn crossroads. And the crossroads is, are you ready to go to the next level? Because guess what? I can't take it to the next level. You got to make that decision. Remember? In the Matrix, when they was in the dojo and they was fighting, and the guy said, your problem is not in your technique. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you beat me? Why did I beat you?
Right.
The problem is in here. So now, you see what I'm saying? You can't be no Nubian. You can't be no Nation of Islam. You can't be none of that stuff. You got to be straight up chaos because you can't name it a name. When you name it a name, it dies. Melanin inside of you, every time the white boy extracts it, it dies. Melanin never stops moving. And chaos is what melanin is chaos in the blood. Told you that in the movie Phantoms. He said chaos, plain and simple. The rules of chaos, get the book, Condensed Chaos by Phil Hines. Condensed Chaos by Phil Hines. In the book, the first rule of chaos is change is supreme. And if you're not willing to change,
then you die.
Then you die. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or you just stay at the same level.
There you go.
If you want to go to the next level, you just stay at the next level. Because change is supreme. And I'm going to tell you, at this particular time, you can't let nothing define you. You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
You can't let nothing define you. What's that
for? The author of that book.
Phil Hines. H-I-N-E. Condensed Chaos. Then he got one called Prime Chaos. Talking about chaos magic. What is chaos magic? Chaos magic is the white boy looked back and said, look at these silly niggas. One over here calling himself Yoruba. One over calling himself Igbo. One of them calling himself Egyptian. One of them calling himself Al-Hausa. These assholes don't know that every tradition is just a fragment of itself because it's thousands of years old. And although those traditions was complete 2,000-3,000 years ago, they're only fragments. He's saying, now look, I'm ruling this motherfucker now.
That's right.
And this is what I'm going to do. I'll show you how the white boys do. They say, since we didn't create none of that shit, we'll let them become divided in these traditions and in these groups. And what we're going to do, we're going to use all of it. And that's what they call chaos magic.
Right. Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I want to add with that. I was at a conference yesterday with some quote-unquote Hebrew Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the conference, I made a statement. I put some books down for just five big sheets of paper. I said, the reason why we can't come together as a people all together or just in the whole, the government has each one of us has an organization set up under EIN numbers, making it a nonprofit organization.
That's right.
We will never come together because as long as we're separated, who gonna come together put all this stuff in?
Man, not only that, let me tell you something. All you gotta do is take your ass and look. I don't know if you know it, but become a prison guard.
I have been.
You become a prison guard, and one of the things they give you is a sheet of paper showing you all the different religions and the different groups in there. You got to learn all that shit.
That's right.
They already know, and the government feed that system. Now, before I go into that, I want to get into a couple other things. We'll go back into that particular part in a few minutes. The book, The Sword and the Flute, Kimberly was talking about the dark goddess. The key to the doggone black woman is in her full potential as a goddess, she can never be tamed. See, it's no compromise. If you try to tame her, you shut her down. Then she's just a shell of a woman or a slave. So there ain't no compromise. She's chaos. That's why you ain't picking this shit out. Why you think it's a goddamn mood swing and shit? I remember I had a friend named Glenn. I couldn't figure that shit out either. He went out and bought us some brand new Pirelli tires and shit. And that motherfucker, she got them Pirelli tires there, and that night she just stopped speaking to his ass. I said, man, you better take that motherfucker by Burger King. Shit, that motherfucker get hungry, it's over. Shit. Get that motherfucker a goddamn strawberry milkshake quick. That motherfucker had some brand new Pirelli tires on a damn a fucking Honda Civic. And then she just stopped speaking. Couldn't figure that shit out. What? But damn, it ain't to be figured out. You ain't figured this shit out yet. The mystery here is you are the degenerative species. You only the goddamn servant. You ain't figured this shit out. We're fucking 2001 and this shit all fucked up. You the only god. But your kingship and your mastery is you get the reciprocation or the residuals from the shit by letting her be the chaotic being and not trying to figure her out, but trying to go to the pure devotion. You didn't understand it, the male. You didn't understand it that time of the cult of the feminine. Guess what the males did? They worshiped the goddamn women. Well, this thing, I know this shit sounds ridiculous, but if we fucking up and we all fucked up in the head, see this whole thing about, see this is the whole shit about all of what you call it. That is, if we're going to get out of this shit, the women got to do something. Guess what? The black woman ain't got to do a goddamn thing. Sit on her ass and eat some Boston baked beans. She ain't got to do shit. That motherfucker ain't got to do a damn thing. Sit on our ass and eat some Boston baked beans. I done figured this goddamn shit out. Now, I'm their cult master. They say that they are a state of, see, listen, what we're talking about here is this. If it's the heaven realm and it's a state of being, you don't question it. You don't question fucking mama. Like Steve Freeman L. say, Bobby, you don't teach mama shit. You ain't figured it out yet. Your mama ain't hearing that goddamn shit you coming home to mullet with. You don't teach mama nothing. Even Denzel Washington said, he said, man, I just made Malcolm X. She said, good, now grab that goddamn mop. Get in that fucking kitchen. Boil that damn water. Let me say that shit on 60 Minutes. I just made Malcolm X. How do you feel? She said, you better get in there and grab that motherfucking mop. You don't teach mama nothing to resent that shit. Know what I'm saying? Now, the key here is you ain't figured it out yet. Either you see, so now the book, they said there's only two kind of ways to tame Kali. One is pure devotion. You submit to the will of Allah. We're not talking about no henpecked weak shit. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, you be like, yeah, well, we be like,
And from what I done heard, that's a common practice of y'all motherfuckers over there. I told you, I ain't went back to Philadelphia since y'all motherfuckers tapped into that shit. I said, I can't go back to Philadelphia with them motherfuckers there no more. I ain't going back to Philadelphia and shit. That motherfucker had me doing some freaky shit there and all. I too fat to be wearing a goddamn G-string and some shit like that. Hell no. I said, no. I said, in July, I said, no, it's about time to leave them crazy motherfuckers alone. I ain't going back to Philadelphia no damn more. Them motherfuckers, they done gone buck wild. Just get ignorant on a motherfucking nigga. I said, man, you done talked all this shit and you don't know the force that's done been unleashed with these fucking motherfuckers here, demons. So I ain't fucking with Philadelphia no more. I ain't going back up in there no more. If I do, I'm gonna be in the care of somebody that don't know stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, rescue me. I'm staying clear. Now, but they say that Kali, the black woman, is not to be tamed in the aspect. She's got to come around. You know what I'm saying? Oh, fuck it, she'll come around. You see what I'm saying? So they say she's got to be pure devotion where you let her be whatever the fuck she want to be depending on what hour that shit is. Then you find out, then the shit get interesting, and you start having some magnificent things start happening because you start learning shit. You start learning shit from off of the left brain aspect that we don't tread because we got this rigid, linear perspective of everything got to be boxed in, everything got to be some shit based on my woman got to be this kind of thing. That's why you don't really like the goddamn woman that you marry is that old good-ass girl. You know, church going and shit like that. And it's just much money because, you know, I got a lot of conscious brothers all over the country to be like, man, I'm into this shit, man, but my wife is fucked up. I say, because you married the wrong motherfucker. You didn't marry the girl you like. You married the girl society say you're supposed to be with. You know what I'm saying? You didn't marry the goddamn girl that you do the booty calls with. You know, yeah. You love her, but you know what I'm saying? You can talk to her about any damn thing. You married the other motherfucker, that monster that patriarchal Christian society has made. A shell of a goddamn woman. You see what I'm saying? You didn't marry that wild ass motherfucker that's uninhibited. The crazy ass woman. You see? You didn't marry her, the one that's uncool. Not ladylike. What is ladylike? And who are these, what are these things, where are we getting these things from the European who cannot take any type of doggone challenge? So this whole thing based on the only way we're going to get out of this is the black woman got to do something. Are we out of our fucking mind? That shit can't happen no damn way. Not only does she not have to do nothing, she ain't gonna do shit. Why? For you? Now y'all know y'all think this thing here is kind of crazy and stuff like this, but I say we gotta create a mutation. See, in order to get out of something, you have to create something that does not, if it's rational, logical, and make common sense, that might be all right for the world you live in that's already fucked up, but that's not all right for the world you go into. It's a difference. You getting this thing? So the point I'm trying to make here is, in the book, he says only two ways to tame Kali. First of all, Kali is a primordial being that's a couple of billion years old. That means in so many words, she fucking neurotic. It's on the damn movie, I'm called a conqueror. Motherfucker say, your woman 90,000 years old. He said, she told me she was 19. Now here you go walking around here in Atlanta or wherever you from, and your soul is 90,000 years old. Trapped in a damn 40-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old body. You got to be crazy. You got a 40,000-year-old, a million-year-old soul trapped in a goddamn 20-year-old body. You got to be fucking neurotic. That's what the dark goddess is. The dark goddess is, you ain't supposed to figure her out. She is chaos. She represents something from the other dimension. And them mood swings is that particular part that's from the other dimension. You know, all the old people, old men say, you know, you try to figure out a woman, you be dead. You see, she's not to be figured out. Now, the other way to tame her is through the tantric way. But that means that you got to go to work. Either you got to go to work or you got to get you four or five brothers. Well, if I go a little while, as soon as I go, you got to get up in the machine. Now you're understanding why the cult of the feminine. Now what are we talking about here? What are we talking about here? Carly, the only person that ever hang with Carly halfway was Sheba. He was a wild person, hair matted. Motherfucker, he didn't have nothing that was that represented society like all most males do, but that nigga could lay some pipe. So he got in a dance when they say the dance of Sheba. Sheba and Carly got in a dance, and he won the dance because all the other niggas was getting flayed. It's just that the mystery to the doggone Osirian mystery, the Christ mystery, is he practiced yogiism of the tantric way that he could keep it long and strong for a couple of hours or a couple of days. You know the whole shit. Dolomite fucked for 3 weeks and his dick was still hard. You didn't understand how that shit. You didn't understand that Rudy Ray Moore shit with Petey Wheatstraw, the devil's son-in-law, the high sheriff of hell, and somebody fought it, and that was a signal for the fucking to be started. Fucked in the house and in the dew. Fucked in the back and in the front yard, and Petey Wheatstraw fucked for 3 weeks and his dick was still hard. You didn't even understand that sensuous black man stuff Rudy Ray Moore was talking about. That was an archetype coming through. That was some stuff, we was thinking that it was something nasty. And for most people it was. That shit was good. Damn, Petey Wheatstraw, Dolomite. But what they was talking about, he said a sensuous black man and the most fuckingest motherfucker on earth. And the sensuous black man this side of hell. The key here is, you heard some of this before, but I ain't even started yet on how this shit is done. This cat could screw, now listen to this now. This is the key about this. We know that the Jesus story is a modified story of the Horus story. But we know that when we even the Horus or the Heru mythology, we get the fight scenes, but we don't get the social or a lot of the spiritual things pertaining to the Horus myth. We don't get that particular aspect because a lot of that was in the Typhonian thing. Horus is not the son of the father. So what's the name saying that the energy that is coming is a masculine energy? No. The energy that is coming is called the return of the Shakti power. He basing it off this particular story and all, but he don't know enough about the damn story. I'm an authority on the goddamn shit. You can't be making claim and telling, making a motherfucking sister feel bad about herself if your goddamn shit ain't tight on what the fuck you talking about. It's not the damn masculine energy that's coming. It's the return of the Shakti power. It's the Typhoonian son of the mother. The son of the father is a later creation. This book here called Vedanta, the heart of Hinduism, there's a whole chapter at the end, the return of Shakti, God's created power. That's the feminine power. The male part is he got to have a damn hard dick enough to keep the gateway open so the power can come through. But it ain't the return of the masculine power. He ain't nothing but a motherfucking stud and a helper. Now, first of all, Gershwin Scholem. Now, the Hebrew shit says, the Hebrew thing says, you see, now we can document, we got all these books and stuff like this and stuff. So I'm not making no claims based on how I feel. We're talking about scholarship here. You see, the heart of, let me give you the name of the book. Hands, T-A-R-W-E-S-T-E-N. That's a Taristine or something like that. Taristine. T-A-R-W-E-S-T-E-N. Hands, S-A-N-S. It's called V-E-D-A-N-T-A. The heart of Vedanta. The heart of Hinduism. The return of the Shakti power. Also, what's up? Oh, you gonna kind of zoom in on it? Yeah. Also, in the Hebrew mythology, the return of Lilith. Lilith is supposed to be the chief demon that didn't want to lay down with Adam. Tennant was talking about. But they also tell you in the Lilith book by Barbara Black Kotub and also in Raphael Pate's book, a Hebrew Goddess, that Lilith is supposed to take her seat on the right hand of God. Now, in the Kabbalistic text, they say it's about what? They say that the whole shit, the whole Kabbalah, is based on the return of the Shekinah, the feminine energy. This is the Kabbalistic text. Gershwin Scholem, which is the chief authority on Kabbalistic out of Tel Aviv, died in 1982. They say, well, what's all this Kabbalistic and this Kabbalah stuff? What does it all mean? What's going to happen? He said, ultimately, all this shit is going to turn back into chaos. And chaos is the realm of the Great Mother. Chaos rules. Chaos is supreme. You see? That's so the feminine principle is chaos. And if you keep it up hard enough, you can long enough, you can stir up the damn chaos.
Not like it. She doesn't want to be around other dogs.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru. You guys, let me know, Joanne, Eternal, somebody let me know if y'all can hear me just fine in the background. So, guys, thank you for tuning in, guys. We are definitely in gratitude that you guys are continuing to listen to us. And yeah, guys, we do apologize for last week, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm distracted, I'm at the dog park, but guys, on today's Motivational Classroom is we are going to talk about Do You Know segment, right? So this is one that our Brother Eternal, he kept saying this like last week, Do You Know segment, and I had to think. I truly don't, you know what I mean? So, you know, who is Segment? You know, we know Segment to be this warrior energy, this fire energy. I just want to make sure y'all can hear me before I keep going. Okay, you hear me. Okay, great. All right, guys. So, yeah, who is Segment, all right? So this is what we're going to do today in the classroom, guys. Who is Segment? I wish LCLJ was here, but when it comes to the fire energy segment, I also wanted to know, how does Lilith tie, you know, into segment? You know what I mean? We hear some of the spiritual stories about who segment is, who Lilith, you know, was, who they may have been, but do we really know? And Eternal's question, you know, I was like, wow, I really, really don't. You know what I mean? So Destiny Classroom said session today, right? So, yeah, I mean, let's go ahead and hop right on into it, you guys. Chaos, you know what I mean? But the last clip I felt was very important because taming the goddess, you know, a lot of the men, you know, what do? We attempt to try to tame the goddess. You know, we were taught incorrectly about how to, you know, truly approach and keep and deal with our women. You know what I mean? We want to get angry because she is straight, you know, chaotic, and we don't know how to, quote, tame her. You know what I mean? And could it be that we can't? You know, the reason why I felt that clip was important is because I feel that segment ties into the chaos energy. You know what I mean? So anyhow, guys, definitely a classroom segment for me. So I'm learning on this one. Thank you guys. Please be sure to check out our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. A lot of cool things that I have added to the website, my paintings. You can contact any of us for any kind of session. Wow, there are like 10 dragonflies just flying around me. So yeah, guys, Eternal, peace on to you, brother. How you feeling this rising? And yeah, we really don't know statement. Who is segment?
Greetings. How are you?
Greetings. Greetings. I am here, challenged, but here.
Okay. Every tail has a head, and every head has a tail. So as long as you like with Nine Lives, there's a movie I was seeing, Lovecraft, where they were talking about this Asiatic woman who happened to have nine tails, and her nine tails basically sucked the life out of the man. I was like, what kind of mess is this? So her being Asiatic, one. Two, who she was sucking the life out of. She was sucking the life out of the Tama, who was the Caucasoid people. But then they had us in there, and, of course, now she was trying to suck the life out of the brother. But she realized she loved this brother. She didn't want to suck the life out of him, like what the mother was teaching her. Mother was teaching her how to be basically this adversarial to men. And she had to have at least 99. I think she supposed to got to 100. She stopped at 99. And I was like, wow, they go in here giving attributes, deities, and we wouldn't know nothing they're talking about. You know what I mean? For those that's above the head, we would know about this. For those that's under the head in the thought, we'll just say, I don't understand this. But the inner, or even overstand it, the message of Sekhmet happens to be about women giving birth and then the aspect of life of the raw being manifested. We hear Ra, and we also hear Ra. So manifestation is more like rarity for a lot of us who can have babies, who can't have babies, who end up adopting babies because, you know, we can't have it ourselves. And so Sekhmet will be known as what the brother was speaking earlier about, the heifer. You know, why would we call the cow a heifer? Most people think the heifer meaning just like a term in slang, as if it's a bad thing. Well, at first it was not. Now it's made to be like that. Same way as a woman that we would think of for not having a child, we would call her all these names like trick and hoe and all these other things. But then when she actually has a child, are you going to change that? Are you going to actually say, no longer am I going to call you these names, or I'm going to still call you these other names? The word dog and dogma. We find out that the three-headed beast, or the three-headed Cryon or Chiron, has been put in our mind to be thinking of Crackler. And I'm saying Crackler is this eagle head, with a lion and a snake connection. I was like, wondering, why do they keep showing these things out to have us look at this? It's a testament to yourself. Basically saying, you are three times yourself as nine, being birthed, just like nine being a goddess aspect of what birth is. The birth of nine lives, the birth of 9 months. It's 8 months to be who you are. So as Sekhmet, she first becomes Sekhir, which is the seeker, and you seek light. And once you finally seek what you're looking for, you become, just like Sagittarius, an explorer, expedition of energy. Now, the house of Sagittarius also represents the nine. And so nine, just like the Nile, is like saying that I'm now uniting my red and my white Nile rivers. Now, of course, if I do that, there's a missing connection to how it became all red, white, and blue. The blue would be, of course, the arteries of the body. The veins would be, of course, the red. But now what is the white? Well, the white represents your white blood cells. Everything in the story basically showed us as outside as inside, as the stars were, as Sirius A and Sirius B and Sirius C. This is how we also have our blood being fighting blood. So you have white blood cells, you have red blood cells, and of course you need the blue for the oxygen to oxygenate the body so you can keep circulating whatever that is you're doing. This is why Sekhmet was known by having the fire signs. The fire are the indicators of what we call sphincters, but in another case, they call the sphincters Arnakens, and the Arnakens were guardians of the temple. If we look at this in front of the Cheops we call pyramids. There's a reason why you have pyramids, because they were basically showing you how food eat. How we eat in a timetable chapter, it'll be like a actual pyramid. The way we build a house, same way. The way we could have a house that can last long, it would be better that way. So there is longevity in the steps, and how steps also were the indication of pyramids. If you were to ever look at how nine basically changes a lot of things, look at nine subtracted five from nine, you get four. Why four is in between that. But if you do nine plus five, you get 14, which is five. So there's a way that mysteriously we have an invisible four with a visible five. Five represents physicality, you coming into existence. So let's say your red, white, and your blue blood cells create you. Now you need something to hold that, and we call it ether, your etheric energy. And with that, we call it skin. So your skin is the four, as in cancer, being the skin, heart, shell, soft body. So now how do we use our heart, our head, and our hips is the dependency of your Sagittarius energy. How do you seek it? How do you see what you're seeking in the first place? Well, you got to secure it. So as we say, secure it. And once we seek it, we become more secure of what we seek. That's why a lot of people now are learning about fortune, where they want to say the lucky number is seven. Well, you're going from five to seven. Notice all these are odd numbers. And as when five becomes seven, that's basically like an indication of heaven. How do you have your stomach, your gut instinct of your spiritual, which you came five being alive to now six being spiritual to what you do? So as the gods and what gods do, and Netzer and Netzerus and Netzerets, they gave everybody some religious aspects to learn off of, some morals and moralities to learn with. So since they have morals, this is their heaven or their hell as they choose it. This is your head or your tail as you be it. So as it shall be what you are, of course, a two in duality from seven, eight, nine. Why did you eat anything unless it's from Eden? Now, if you don't know what you're eating, maybe you don't know what you're guarding. And if you don't guard it, then you're a guardian without knowing. This is where surrogate and avatar actually becomes the unified being, knowing that the powers that was invested was because someone invested in you. There's a point of how you know manifested in you. We're connected by Ma and Ul, manual. These are guides to our guidances. So how do you have a guidance? Well, you had a guardian that was guarding your temple. As a child, you was a baby. From that baby, you was a seed. And from that seed, you came from a root. And this root grew like, as they call it, wildfire. It's where you get Sekhmet, the lioness that actually has the head intact, but with an animal human characteristic of the body. Still give nurture, but have that outside boundary that what humans probably couldn't see as a characteristic of themselves, to now take that on a personal scale. You can become like a lion or a lioness, do what bestiality does, but then you'll be only classified as a beast. So that was only giving them only 10% of being aware of that, while 90% being still human on tact of what their throats all the way down to their toes end up giving them as far as a spiritual inclination. Versus saying, I'm not enlightened by animals. You can be. Everything is spirited. It started with spirit. Then it becomes soul. But half you know it is only knowing half of the circumstances of what circumference is. So that's why 9 Sekhmet represents also like Sagittarius. It's known as Taurus, Taurus the rule. Now, of course, Taurus is like Moses coming down with 2 planks or 2 tablets showing you from Moses' aspect, which is the earth sign, how do you see material being a plaque? And, of course, plaque being created out of the earth is another form to material. Now, these 2 plaques represented masculine and feminine. It didn't matter what was said on the plaques. What mattered is the form that it came from and its origin. If you know that your origin lasts longer than what you know now, then you can see your origination. But if you can't, it's because you haven't started. You only use what you saw, and that's like seesaw. You have to know if you're cutting something or are you balancing it. When the words start to become complicated, it's because you didn't study the own word that we all are using. This makes it a point of saying, am I really true to myself? To know that when I say these words, is it how I see it and imagine it as I'm saying it? Because this also can be a spell. Sagittarius connection is the point of bringing out your non-ether fire. Now, when I explain to you how most people will go from a physicality to a spirituality, we're talking about spiritual, where you're connected back to learning how spirit is the first aspect, as a rock would be. But now to a soul, how you connect to a rock and know that that rock came from a 4 plane of fire, earth, air, and rain, and now spirited, so you can now see soul as it connects. And this is what we call oversoul. This is what we call the omniverse versus just the universe, because this universal language as the one, but yet then there's the oneness. How do you connect to the oneness? So when you connect to the oneness, you're seeing what your reflection is as the one, but now connecting to another one that makes you still connected to all the other ones. And that's what makes it more a unified level. Like, how does 6 become 7? When 6 becomes 7 is the point of what heaven is. Heaven happens to be a spiritual aspect. How do you change your spiritual aspect? By another alignment. And the alignment is saying that if you eat it as 7 is, you ate it as in to relate to it. Now, relate represents Scorpio. That's why a lot of us got to the Scorpio king and queen of ourselves. But we can't go into that until we talk about Mary. Mary was the Virgo who gave us this virginality. So now we have virginity. We have birth of life from the 6th ether plane that Mary ended up giving us, as wherever the lamb went, Mary was short. I mean, wherever Mary went, the lamb was sure to follow. But his lamb also represents sheep, as in she people, sheep. This is why we're walking on 4s, getting up on 2s as it becomes 6, and then going back on 3s. Now, the idea of 4, right, with 2, and then with 3, still represents 9 and Sekhmet. You are divine when you know about Sekhmet. You will find divinity when you know about Sekhmet. Why is it Sekhmet? Because in different languages, we know it as Kali Ma. Kali Ma still represents the goddess that will cut off the evil head that we call evil, when evil just lives backwards. Whenever 5 becomes 10, it's known as Leo becomes Capricorn in our bodies of anatomy. But when I say 5 becomes 10, I'm actually saying my heart become the uses of what my will is, for my structure of my bones in Capricorn, which is 10. This is why we intent ourselves with the word 10. We might not even know how our intention is when we use the word 10, but when we say attend, you're giving yourself attention. And so that's why 10 is the net backwards, N-E-T, also E-N-T for your entertainment. So how do you tame yourself? That's why you would think you would have to contain things, but you're a container. So you're constantly containing things. That's why the net has holes in it, but it also represents how whole it is, not whole, but holy, more holes than one. This is why you can't just take one God and say this is your God. And then on top of that, why are you calling it the word God? Isn't that a German-Greek terminology as well? When you look up the word God, it says Gut. And now when you look up how the interpretation, it means to be obedient. So it doesn't really mean as what we think it is when we look at the word good. There's a double O in there. There's an original to your O's, and O's are just like how someone would say 509 blah, blah, blah. But then you realize O is the same thing as saying zero. Your eyes see circulation. So what a circle? It represents what Sagittarius is, what also Gemini is, what also Virgo is, and what also Pisces is. When we know that we have invisible fours, it's basically like saying, I know that out of our three, we have invisible fours. What I mean by that is the solid, liquid, and gas happens to be a square, triangle, and a circle. It happens to be mutable, fixed, and cardinal. When we break them off to be fours, in your body, you have certain parts from one end to the other. It's like looking at the radius and then looking at the radius from a different angle to create four corners to yourself. Everybody crosses into themselves. Now it's the point of saying what a legbot does as far as Tahuti is your teacher and teach you a certain thing to. That's where the trick becomes a hole, as they call it, a trick and a hole. Be now knowing a treat being a cure, not no longer calling yourself this low vibration. We've decided to call ourselves these low vibrations so that we could see ourselves rise from the low vibration. That's how Lilith is in twins with Sekhmet. Yet this is where the green ether gives you the blue ether, etheric energy. How do you see your fourth chakra, right, going into your fifth chakra? Well, you can't get to your third chakra yet until you go through the red chakra, which is your root. Your root has to come all the way up to orange and all the way up to yellow and then all the way up to green. Those are your four stages of self. That's why it's invisible. Until we start eating the green, we're not going to have any idea what I'm talking about right now until the Lilith itself, as the earth being what it is, the connection of divinity. How do you see your emotions? And that's with E and motions. So not just to be all emotional, being knowing what motion does when it has energy to it. That's what we call it breath. The breath is going to help your circulation. Your body's going to now be more expansive. So your red, white, and blue that's in the body, it created off of that, that green color, which is the yellow and the blue making green. So you have to have blue. Blue dealing with communication. Blue dealing with the skies that you call it may be your limit, but it's also ether. And so how the etheric energy goes around you a lot or a little bit, it depends on how far do you see with your vision. That's where your stomach relies you at. But now you say you got a stomach to take things or you can't stomach this or you get a belly ache like you get a headache. That's why there's a point of learning your spirituality of self. What do you do when you're at your timeout? Are you timing yourself out? Or when you time yourself out, you just time yourself in and not know it. See, the point about why am I talking? Sekhmet is your nine becoming 10 as time. No, you're good, brother. Nine becoming 10 as time. That's why Mother Grace is nine. Father time is 10. That's why you get Capricorn in front of as structure would be from Sagittarius as Sagittarius would see. So that's how this becomes a seesaw. How do you balance this? Once you become a one again, which is 10, we're intense with ourselves. That's why at time when you're saying, okay, I'm off a clock, which is how you've been on time. Now you're off your time. Now what do you do to be in time? Do you actually find yourself? Do you look for Kali Ma or do you look for someone else that's not your God? And when I mean by God, I mean by Netaret. We didn't call it God. someone else called it that. And now we take this word, and now we keep that as our word, not to the original of who you are. Your main is like a paragraph. And if you don't have a main, it's because you didn't know. Cutting off the hair is like Berber and barber. So now we went from Berber to barbarian. And we know we were the Berbers, but how far back do you know about yourself when you had a beard? The bear is the bear truth. There's four corners to these bears, and they call it dippers. But we're only seeing two sides to the bear, the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper. But yet, if you was around the four corners of the earth, you see it on the north, south, west, and the east, and the north. So this would explain how everyone has a story, but it's on a different section of the corners that we call a cross. That's why we're still crossing in or out of one another in time. As the X is, so is a four at the corners. This is why 9 times 4 is 36. This is why 9 times, 4 times 90 is 360. Everything's in a circle or a square or a triangle, but off of a 120 in thought with a triangle, times itself by 2, now you see 360. But if you can't put an X into a box, this simple mathematics will complicate anybody to know that you see this from all different angles. If I put a pyramid in front of you that was three-dimensional, it can confuse you when I say I could see three sides, I could see four sides, and then I flip it around, I could see five points to it. I could see three points, I could see 4 points, and I could see 5 points to it. Now, of course, sides do change, so we wouldn't know about the sides unless we know it's the size. You're saying decision when you're saying decide. That's why this word, these words we use as spells and gram and grammar and glamour, makes it a point when you're in your luxury, are you really being lazy not to shift? Because shiftless really does speak very much big volumes when it comes down to what you do yesterday, and you didn't do anything that you could have been doing, yet you just took a day off. To do what? Did you learn about Sekhmet? Did you learn about there's a higher power within you? Did you know that you're actually bigger than who you are? Did you think of yourself as a twad, the tallest being, or did you notice yourself to be like Bass, who turns like Catwoman, one to rob from the riches to give back to the poor, but is that how you're supposed to do it? Are you coming back to Sekhmet, who knows about the head got to come off of these egos? Because when the geo comes out, it's going to be different shapes. Everybody's going to be able to shape in. They're going to have to shape out or ship out, one or the other. The nature is calling us right now. Are we in tune with nature? Or are we actually out of nature so much that the bugs affect you, you smack them, you kill them, that when an animal come near you, you feel like you're getting allergic, you don't want them near you? Or is the trees that we're supposed to be getting the oxygen from as we exchange carbon dioxide, are we actually hugging these trees, or are we just walking by cutting them and destroying them, or not even adding water to them? The points of, are you living as a God when you calling these God concepts? Are you living what God energy gave you, if that's what you're calling it? If you knew a better name, would you call it God? Would you call it the Great Spirit? Would you even know that the idea that if it was feminine, would you think differently about the gods that we're calling God? What about goddess? And so this is why Sekhmet has been played out. This is why Lilith, as we know it, has been played out. This is why Mary, even as we know it, has been played out. But Mary, in the word Mary, you hear Mary. That's what everybody wants to do, right? And then there's the Eve, right, on what happens before the day you do the so-called quote-unquote holiday. How did that happen? How did you not see feminine before masculine, yet you see it every day? How do you not call it, oh, it's the evening, not knowing that's the beginning in the first place? But then, oh, it's getting dark, I need to get in, because that's just like your mama saying it. Don't your mama say, get in here before the street light comes on? If you get in here before the street, you in trouble. So now our mind mentally, just like in the movie, in the series of, Lovecraft, they were showing how sundown is just like how we think now. They got us going in the house before sundown because we think we're going to get hung by a tree now. So now we are strange fruits. We've been strange fruits ever since we fought the war that wasn't even our war to fight. Ever since we decided to change up and get rid of the indigenous side of ourselves, and then call ourselves Tuskegee Airmen or call ourselves the Buffalo Soldier, and destroy our own femininity in front of us, cut the hair off, become beardless, and now serve for someone that's not your God concept. And that's a root.
We don't
that's
think it's a problem. We don't think it's a problem on a level, and that disturbs me.
Well, this is where the oath, the promise, the swear, the vow, the vowels, the curse comes from, the belief. This is why it became a problem. See, when we were using the word belief, do you believe in this? And we say, yeah, I believe in it. But you haven't seen it never, ever since.
Mm,
now, how do you not know the gods are in front of you? Say it again, brother.
There's the lie. You know, in the word belief, L-I-E, is right in the middle of that.
Come on, man. There's no way you're going to not have a feminine aspect without seeing it, and then you just say it? It's like, that's why the word of a house is like, this house was established, E-S-T. Let's say a set. We wouldn't see that, because if it was our language, we would see that. See, when they said, I'm going to give you English, that's not your language. That's just a notation for English, not to say what it is. It's just notes and notations to what was another pronunciation already created in itself. We got different type of language, 5 to 6 different languages in this one language. How do we not know that we built this language together? There's so much into this word that we could say it could be a word. However, through Ebonics, you know that you create words, and we've been doing this. When we said bling, it became a dictionary word. Now, that word did not exist 20,000 years ago. So we are the ones that's alchemizing our own words. So they said, if it's not working for you, do something that makes it work for you. Do something better.
Do something.
How do you not do better? Yes, you make the difference. You are your now time. So if it's emit, E-M-I-T, it's about T-I-M-E. Now, how many people you know walk around and say, I got asthma, I got bronchitis, I'm sick? These words that you use, they're your friends now. This is the glamour and grammar we decided to put on ourselves. You got armor on yourself, but you don't say, I got armor on myself. You probably say, I'm sick or I'm tired. And you put tired on yourself. That's why wear is not just, where is it? Where is it? Where is how you put your clothes on? Where is how you say, I'm aware of these things? You got armor on. That's why a Moor is armor. But if you don't know love, then you don't have any armor on. That's how these words are so much your power. It's just the only way you wield it, shield it, or just don't know how to reveal it. Evil it is just live backwards. Learning your words forward, backwards, in, out. And then, do you have acronyms for things? Why don't you start acronyming things? You got 2 eyes, 2 nose, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, and then 1 mouth. Why do you got 1 mouth? The 2, 2, and 2. That means 2, 4, 6, and 7. You have 7 holes to your head. Those 7 holes connect to your chakras, connect to how you branch out from the 4 that I was explaining, your fire, earth, air, and rain. Your fire, your eyes, your earth, your nose, your air, and your ears, your rain, and your mouth. How do you don't see fear? But then how do you don't see fear, first of all, in your head? Second, fear in your fire, your heart, earth in your stomach, which is your belly, and then air that comes back from the gallbladder and your kidneys to your pituitary gland. Where your pineal and your pituitary match up at? Where your Aries and Libra matches up at? This is why 7 is important. 7 is an L upside down. So when your 7-I-B-Ra, Libra, is now connected back to Jacob's ladder, you can now go back down the ladder. But you don't have to go straight down anymore, diagonal. You can go with loops and make it a figure 8. That's why figure 8 of Scorpio relates back into the body, right? And then how Sekhmet Sagittarius energy, the fire, breathes out fire of a baby named Ra. That's why we say Ra in a lot of things. Like when you say rain, you hear it. when you hear the word ray, like X-ray, do you know it's R-A or R-E-Y? When these letters got put on to add it up another letter, this is what kept it running. Now you don't know if it's running the right way or the wrong way, which we know the wrong way is just basically a three left to one right. They're still shapes. These letters shape us and mold us now. So now we got every letter counting for something, even though we might not count it. So we might be numbing ourselves out as we keep using it. They say a woman can say 1,000 things, right, in one day. And a man is half of that, so like 500, if that, right? Only problem is, if the woman is repeating these 1,000 words double, and this man is only speaking 500, that could be an issue. If her 1,000 words are more in tune with herself, you can speak the 1,000 words, it just don't have to be repetitive saying it, and her body won't be stressed out. As the man who says 500 words, who don't know but so much because he's evidently don't have the same vocabulary as the woman, has to now use the 500, but not use it as to destroy himself as he's destroying her. Because that's basically what we're doing. If man don't know who he is, he's destroying himself first before he starts destroying her. He ain't even got to touch her yet.
Yep.
He's over here destroying himself, talking about her. So now is the point of how did you come into this world, chicken or the egg? And how did your egg able to be able to produce and do all of these things without realizing you came from something? You can't say the chicken didn't come in first. It had to give you birth. It had to hold you, nurture you. That egg coming out like it did, once it come out of the shell, guess what? You about to be in hell. You need a guardian. You need somebody to protect you.
On that note, right, let's just hear you talk, you know what I mean? I'm just understanding that all of this is energy that we take on. You know what I'm saying? Whatever God you choose, you know, whatever energy, issue, you know, Ma, Kali Ma, all of that, you know, when does it come to a point to where the energy in which we embody no longer serves us, but we don't want to let go of that? Then what?
Well, when you see that it don't serve a purpose, you find another purpose. That's why I was like, I see it in you, Neo, and I'm glad you gave it to me because I didn't know what I actually needed. You gave me purpose, bro. You gave me purpose. And that's propose, like you're proposing to someone. You go into a new energy. And a purr, as in going through, like sound, is no longer how you have to be growing into something. You done felt like you've grown up of it. Now grow through it so you can grow out of it. There's these four concepts that's going to always base you or who you are. If this serves you no purpose, it's just like eating food. If this food is not healthy for you, you're going to still eat it? You got to find something healthy.
No.
You got to find out what you're matching, the minerals that you require. We're saying, I'm so used to blood because my parents gave this to me. But are you used to blood? Because that's just saying you're a vampire. And it's a vast empire of them already, ready, waiting for your body. They waiting for you to just fall down and have the RH factor problem because that's what they've been creating. Now, I want you to have an RH factor problem. I want you to think that you're an animal and this is what you do as animals. You eat each other. You're savages. So if you could keep doing this segment energy, I'm going to keep giving you the alcohol and let you drink it, right? So now they're at a point where how did they help segment? They said segment was running, ravishing through all these people, like killing them and destroying them, but it was off of their negative, right? But then when she's finally stopped, how did she calm down? Oh, here, let me give you something to drink. It went from blood to alcohol. And I was like, get out of here. How about we still doing that right now? How about that's why Nat Turner couldn't get you to do it 3 days. He only could get you to do it 2.5 days, and you went back to saying, you know what? I'm good not doing what we were doing. I'm going to just go back in here. They're going to accept me now. Then, you know, you just start cutting off heads. You just start seeing what blood looks like. And you think they're going to take you in now? Nah. That's not happening. You're going down, and we're going to take your family along with it and anybody else who's related to you. To a point we had to change our name up. See, our occupation is still in our name. Like some of us are still Smith because we still do things as the Iron Man would do, as what the Iron Man supposed to have been doing. Once you saw the movie, though, do you realize what was going on? Are you in the art of war and don't realize you're giving ammunition to your enemy? Are you giving your ammunition to your enemy that really is just basically you fighting yourself and not realize that? How many people actually are in it to win, right? but into win, but to be winning on your own team and don't have a team. How do you do this individually? I didn't even know you coexist like that. This is the crab in the barrel mentality. This is why the Invisible Four is still stuck in a barrel with an L being seven with a bear and an L.
I'm sorry, you just hidden.
No, you good. These words got power, bro.
Yeah.
We've been looking at it above our heads, but it's right here. It's just as on the shadows. We are a shadow of ourselves. So we're going to do no shadow work. Mm. What are we expecting to get out of this? If you're thinking you're supposed to be working for that man that's not even for you and you taking away your own time, it takes more of your time to prep for to go to work than actually be to work.
Yep.
So now if you do this every day and then you get off the clock, now you don't know what to do. Now you say, dang, I'm so drained from going back and forth. I need to just lay down. Okay, lay down. But I need you to do something better than that. Now, don't just be dead.
Come on.
Learn the Jedi. Learn your the Jedi. Learn how you can have powers that you already been had. You just ain't opened it up yet. You have a key inside of yourself. It's called the Ankh. And whenever that Ankh is used, you're using to feed yourself, you're using to put a key right in the keyhole. There's a lot of the things that we're not tapping into that we can still be doing. But if your off time is to look at some commercials that's not you and some commerce that has nothing to do with you and you feel like, oh, I'm doing great, are you? Because you're going to still be irritated when you go back to the job. You're going to be still irritated when you go back to your relationship. You're still going to be irritated when you're going back to someone you don't like. How do you relieve your energy? I have watched Lovecraft, right? I'm like, wait a minute. I'm watching this movie, and I'm getting some different, you know, mixed messages coming out here because they going all around the board with you on that. Like, from you being not who you are to you liking the opposite to you like the same sex. I mean, it go all the way in. I'm like, God,
you
dang,
know,
how far are they going with this?
I could not get past episode 3. I just couldn't. It was just
if you can bear through it, I'm telling you, bro, it's worth it. I got to the end, and I finally got what the message was. Like, this whole ball being thrown and hitting it out the park, Babe Ruth concept, as in this Dale Strawberry who supposedly came to save the life of these people. It was like a Harry Potter movie, and I didn't realize I was watching one. Harry Potter was thinking, my father is coming to save us. He was this deer, and he had the antlers and everything, and I saw him. And he was like, I just saw him. And he was like, did you see him? And he was like, no, I ain't see him. I was passed out. So he's like, nobody really saw it. So now he goes back and find out the professor, he basically has some time warp thing. He gives it to the sister friend. She goes back with Harry Potter. He comes back with her, and he's telling her the story about him being saved by his father. And she's like, you sure that was your father? And he was like, yeah, I'm sure. You know, how people be what they believe. I'm sure. So he goes there, and they get to the spot, and it was like, here it is. This is the part where my father comes in. And he was waiting, and she's like, you sure he's going to pop up? Because I don't think he's going to pop up. Then he had to think about it. He was like, wait a minute, I'm about to die if I don't do something. So he decided to do something, and that was him. He was looking for himself. Most of us don't realize you are looking for yourself in everything. But when you find yourself, is it at its highest point? If not, you need to go back and redo it again. That's what the reset button is about. We need to reset ourselves. That's what our set became. Someone who sat in her chair. That's why the chair and the hair represents like a mane, like the Sekhmet. You sit in your chair of royalty and loyalty, not just royalty, loyalty. So that's what the throat. How did the horns get knowledge? Not just horny, because horny is two horns. Like if we knew about it, Set will have sex with Heru. Why? Because he's a nympho. I'm ready to screw everything and anything. Because my root is off of my alignment. I'm just ready to do it. But if you didn't know how to heal, then that's probably why you're doing all that in the first place. If most people are having sex and they're just having sex with anybody, their root is definitely off alignment. And then there's the point of how much do you really accept yourself? How much spiritual throwing your body out there, right, and giving all kind of spiritual energy to everybody on a collective, and then by the end of the year, guess what? It's all coming back. It's all coming back to your shed. Then you're like, oh, snap. I forgot about all these people I done did it with. Yeah, now they're here to show you the other side that you didn't know. You know, how it was all pretty and beautiful when it was flowers, but when it's winter, there's no leaves up there. How do you deal with that part? You can have a good season. That's the 3 months that we'd be missing, right? But usually it's about 3 months and you done had sex already. So now, if we don't know a person within a year, you could find out a whole bunch of stuff between the 3 and the 6 months. And you're like, wait a minute, should I be still with this person from 6 to 12 months? It's time for you to know your season. Each season do change, yet people do too. So what are your reasons to see why it's a change? Are you a Rhea son? Because if you're a Rhea, that means war, and Rhea as a Greek terminology. That's why Rhea became the same thing. This is why we know as if this woman who's Sagittarius energy or who's Sekhmet, who got all this fire on her head, is like a phoenix bird. Why she got all these flames coming off her head? So they made a symbolic symbol like a lion with a lioness mane. So it was like, we want to make her a lion, but we need to have her like, you know, that flair about her. So now we got Hatshepsut. Hatshepsut, who had the beard on her face because she had to prove that, wait, y'all didn't want criminality showing y'all everything. It came from, we showed y'all religion. But now that since you're taking it away, I'm going to put this beard on to show you I'm still can be masculine right in front of you. This is why we are a deformed woman. We're, every man is a deformed woman. And when we can accept that, our ego now can be humble. But if we can't, it's because we've already been putting blame on the woman for her creating me and her creating you and her creating all these other things. And now we want to call her evil. Just like if it was religion, now we say, oh, well, religion is evil since she gave it to me. That's just like calling Moors bad. Moors are bad since they started trading women. Oh, not all men. Not all men did that. It was the men that didn't want to live off of chivalry. It was the knight that decided to become a part of the feudal system. It was the knight that said, no longer will I be noble. It was the knight that said, I want to take away Eve and become a shriner, and now I'm going to shrine up this whole thought. I don't want you to think about the darkness being a good thing. I want you to think about this darkness being a bad thing. I'm going to put a moon up, the Helios Biblios, call it the Bible, and I'm going to have everybody worship the moon, even though that's not what they're doing. How do they not know this? How do we not know this? How does the Quran be a Quran talking about a sun, and then talking about the little sun, and yet both of them together is masculine and feminine? How do we not know that? There's so much of our origin that's put back in our face, but it's regurgitated and it's diluted. And if we can't see the dilution, it's because we're too, we need to back up a little bit, start talking to your Hindu people, because indigenous is everywhere. We just decided like it's not there. If you was relocated to Africa, maybe it's because how your family got relocated there and pushed my family out. There's some things that we haven't really put to the origin. Like, how do you have a beard on your face? Where does that come from? Not everybody can have a beard. I get it. People can get a mustache, but not everybody can get a mustache. How do your feet end up being round and not flat? We got flat-footed people. Does that mean that they belong here? You got shovel teeth. Does that really mean that you're supposed to be eating meat? There's so much that we didn't pay attention to. As Sekhmet, one who has the sharp teeth, let you know if it came down to Dracus and Draculus, this would be her. But she's doing it to make sure you don't have to do that. Our gods are in front of us so to make sure that we don't have to do the things that we went through. You're supposed to show how you honored it, that worship.
You know, I get that on an ultimate aspect, but, you know, as we are all coming to this, as we are all coming through this, it seems like straight chaos as we are coming through all of this. You know, we fighting, we at war with one another, you know what I mean? So always understand the ultimate task at hand. I don't know. I hope that makes sense. You with me?
No, I get you, because it takes a war to give peace. War is just raw backwards. So the moment we know that we're being too raw with it, then we do have to back up just a little bit and say, okay, I was probably just a little harsh there, and I apologize. Okay, glad you could recognize.
Exactly.
Because as chaos and order, chaos and order. Order does come before chaos. We just didn't see it as such. That's why it became morals and morality. This is why Moors is still room backwards. This is why we say room and not no romance. We call it romance. But it became Rome, and that's why we do Rome things.
is as if it was done in Rome, stays in Rome. That's how we start doing this all around the world. If it happened in the military, it stays in the military. This is why our Asiatic is still having problems, because we saw her as lesser than the dark melanin that we are right now. So then when we start to take exceptions to saying, you know what, we're going to treat her like better than our dark-skinned sisters. And now we got the bright skin, very, very bright, to now Asian, to even Tamahu European. And we say, oh, we'd rather be with them than her because she got more credit than this one. Now we went from the black and white face to the white and black facing ourselves. We put white face on us now. Yeah, you black, but you want to be white. But is it that you're being black or white? Is it that you're being true to yourself or non-truthful to yourself? We didn't call it a little white lie. So what is the other one? Big black lie? This is how your mind starts to play oppositions of itself as a Joker and a Batman, when Batman's supposed to be my ops. How are you balancing? We're supposed to be balancing everything. So that feather supposed to be light as the heart. But if that heart is heavy, it's still heart heavy as anger is. Yeah, you got to have anger to get through some things. You ain't got to be full of anger to get through it. Because now you're just probably pulling out malice to get through it. That's where the black comes from. The white end up being the idea of being pure. It's not a complexion, but people put it on themselves like, oh, I'm going to take on this energy as a god, and now I'm going to be this nether, and this is what I'm going to say. You're unnatural. So now what you're doing unnatural is not what I'm doing. And so now there's these books and authors who want to write it and then authorize you to do certain things because they saw how to win it. And they said, nope, let's change that. Let's do the Moses thing. We're gonna take the cow out. We're going to take the calf out, and we're going to say it is a bull. And say, oh, the bull, and be you bull. How about BS on all of it? Because there's something going on here, and we start to smell it, and it don't smell good. We got it at a point where our children start to share it, reap it, and be the benefit of it. Now what kind of credit do we actually have? See, when we came up with these things that we call feudal system, it was a point that we wanted to live our lifestyle differently than how we already have it. But see, since some of us been on the farm and they say, oh, I seen it like this. I want to go up here in the uptown where the city and the industry is, where I can do some iron work, some Iron Man thing. And just like what I was saying about the iron fist, we were doing this. We were the ironsmith. We were knocking all that stuff in. But as John Smith became an ironsmith, we can see how the Pocahontas and the tobacco that was snatched from the earth, as we look at it, was really cannabis. We done switched the whole from him. So we done flipped this whole thing around, made it about a woman, made it about one woman called Pocahontas, and then we're going to change up the hemp and create it and call it tobacco. And so flip the script around as the land being the woman being the land, everything that she creates is reproduced off the land. So whenever there's an earthquake, it's because she's having a quake in her body, as she does in church on a Sunday, that she decides to give her money to. Only because she went through 6 days and she felt like she was resting on seven to get back to what she thought was heaven, but ended up being hell. As you exhale, inhale yourself, it is an X, as an X being a chromosome, though. See, we use X in a lot of things. You say, that's my X, but is that a chromosome? Now you're saying he's feminine without even knowing that. This what goes back to your etymon and how you speak your origins of your own words. You want to speak a different language, cool. But learn your language first before you go to another. Your mother gave you a language already. When she said, you already knew what that meant. You ain't had to say, oh, that's wrong. Or, oh, wait a minute, what does I mean? She didn't have to tell you all that. Okay, come on. That's the language.
Yeah.
These are your languages from your ears to your eyes to your nose to your mouth. And if we didn't pick these up, how are you going out here in the world thinking that you got a language? Oh, wait. Thinking that you don't have a language and you need day language in order for you to communicate to these people. I can communicate to an insect. Can you do that? It's the point where we need to start redoing these things. If you ain't started, you need to reset your button like a program and reset everything. When you get off that day of work, reset your program. Don't grab that alcohol, drink it, and say, oh, man, I got to go in tomorrow. That's not helpful. Yeah. Then you're going to have an attitude coming in there. So who wants you in there? They'd be like, why are you here with a stamp and on your forehead?
Look,
why don't you just leave?
40 years later, the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
same stuff,
you know,
bro.
But
even worse.
what I am seeing firsthand is 40 years later, same shit, and then it's almost time for near death, and then they're forced
and retire
to do something that they've been put off for 40 years, and then they die.
That's and retire. If you retire, you feel like I'm a tire. I'm no use no more. Somebody retreaded me already. So now what I'm going to do? They sit there in that couch and pass away. Lay in that bed and pass away.
And you can't take the
Most
money.
Most people pass away in their sleep.
Yep.
And then don't forget.
You know, it hurts.
If you feel like it's just like going to jail. If you've been in the jail for 40 years and they get you out, what are you going to feel like doing? You're going to feel like going back to that jail. You've been conditioned. That's why tradition can also be conditioned. So we got to know how we're putting our trinity back in. If you already know what's wrong, start changing it so that it can be right. If you don't, you just repeating what's wrong. You're just a repeater. And now they call you Peter. That's why I became a Jew Peter. They made Jew a Peter.
Mm.
So now we're a part of what Peter does. He had a wife and couldn't keep her. He was a pumpkin eater. But pumpkin... Rumpelstiltskin kind of thing. We've been sodomized, bro, at a young age so many ways that we didn't even see it happening. So now that we see it happening, what do we do where we can put our tantra back in? What do we do to where we can put the message and Messiah back in? What do we do as when we learn the trait? Is it to say I need to see my sister as my blood type in order for me to even have sensual contact with her? What do we be doing is as far as not messing up the traits of having a baby because I'm really scientifically learning this instead of just I'm a willy-nilly because I was at the club and she looked good. When are we going to say, you know what, if I'm eating the wrong foods, let me start now. Let me start eating the right foods. Now, if I eat the right foods and I get with someone who's eating the wrong foods, let me help this person. And if this person cannot get to where I'm at, I got to move on because time is of the essence. You are of the essence of time. So now, do you want to sit with somebody who don't want to get right as you're still left out, leftovers, left as in settle? They have you settle for relationships. What I noticed about in Lovecraft, they were talking about the relationship of a long relationship, and this sister said, this whole time I've been with this brother, and all I did was shrink myself. How about that's not a toire? I was like, that's a toire. That's a whole toire the whole time. So she decided to become... like Queen and Zynga fighting in the Spartans. And I was like, yo, this series is going in. Like, you just got to get past some things. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to throw their stuff in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're going to throw your stuff in there, too. They're going to throw your stuff in there. And it's up to you to seize it like seizure and see where your opportunity lies at. Because you are in everything. So now how do you work everything to be you? How do you make it not just be its resources, but how do you use that resourcefulness? Not just be a sorcerer creating no sorcery and that you don't have enough power or you don't have enough will or you don't have blah, blah, blah. You have all of these. This is why everything comes from all different angles now. You can see it however you want to see it. Now, do you choose to see it? And is it that you're emotionally blocked so that you don't want to see it? Like the 12 years of slavery. That's a bunch of malarkey, but at the same time, they get to show you who was dominating, the Tamahu woman, the Caucasoid woman, and that's what was going on in Lovecraft. The same thing. It just had to throw it in, get a little twist to you, let you know you got some powers and all of that, what you do with it, how you probably don't know how to use it, and blah, blah, blah. And they give it to you. So they're telling you the message. It's only up to you to see all this stuff. Will you take time to learn yourself? Even while you're watching a movie? Will you take time to watch the movie and go back?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Because you might have missed
them. That's a good question because even in that, you know what I'm saying, I find myself actually starting it over and going back like, whoa. Something is here, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah.
What to look for? What am I looking for?
Yeah.
How about 11 kept popping up? How about 38? I saw 38 in there. I saw 47. Somebody wearing a shirt. It would be a jersey. It was 11. I'm like, come on, man. They throwing all these messages right in our face. And we'd be like, oh, I ain't looking for no numbers. Oh, I'm not looking for any shapes. I'm not looking for any colors. Why when people be wearing the green, they the one the most emotional one? Or the one wearing the yellow, they the one talking with courage or stuff like that. So there's levels to it. They ain't just you watching the movie and it's just black and white. No, they're going into your chakras. They hitting your shakti. Shakti represents drama. So when you're in the drama, is as you get past the drama, do you see dharma? And that's how you see shakti. How you see karma, right, and the result from it. That's what Kalima did. That's what Sekhmet did.
Yeah, I just wanted to say we're going to the top of the 12 o'clock hour, guys. Thanks for everybody that's listening. We definitely appreciate you guys. Do you really know Sekhmet? You know, do you really know yourself? Do you really know the energy? You know, so we have two callers in the caller queue. I'm going to go ahead and call on you because I want to hear from a woman today. You know what I mean? I want to hear how you feel about this, how you feel about everything that has been said. You know, email me. You know what I'm saying? If you guys are listening to the replay, you know, when you guys, when time has run out, you know what I mean? And, you know, we're supposed to honor you and all of that, right? But when time has run out, when universal time is no longer on your side, you know what I'm saying? What do you do then? You know, how do you move and shake? You know, because what's been going on is that you guys just die out. But when, you know, who has the courage to really step up and make a real difference? You know what I mean? That's something that I want to know. If we're going to grow, you know, and shift and change energies, you know, nothing in life is consistent yet that of change. You know, if we really know this, you know what I mean? I just have a lot of pondering moments on this particular topic, Eternal. Divinely that I think you know, but it's divinely that this was chosen, and that needed to be done today. So, let's go ahead and bring in the callers, guys. In about 15 minutes, you will be cut off if you're listening online. So please be sure to call in now just to listen on the phone lines if you want to continue to listen. We're not going to be that long today, guys, because this is just a pondering moment that we're just going to just leave it and allow people to ponder on it. So let's go to our callers. Again, we have two callers. I'm going to call your area code first and then the first three digits of your number. Just let me know if you're just listening or if you just want to chime in, all right? All right, guys. So caller number 251-673. 251-673.
Hello,
how are you?
Hey,
Serena,
how are you guys?
We're doing great. We're doing great.
I'm just listening.
Okay, you're just listening today. All right. We definitely appreciate you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she can't
hear you. All right. She's just listening. All right, so the next caller we have is area code 708-475, 708-475. Are you just listening, or do you want to add to this particular broadcast?
Show her what.
All right. Okay, same. Okay. All right, so I know that there's like a nephew and an aunt that's listening, so we definitely appreciate you guys for being with us continuously throughout even the summer, you guys. We normally take off, but, you know, we decided to keep it going. So thank you. All right, guys, join me tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be doing the last of the Bobby Hemmett series. The Bobby Hemmett series, in which I entitled The Theology of Hate. Because even when it comes to this shadow, even when it comes to the dark side, why are we taught that the shadow is a bad thing? Because if we understand the shadow, and if we understand the chaos, if we understand the black hole, if we understand the black light, we can shut this shit down overnight. All right?
Okay.
So, you know, there is beauty in understanding the black light, you know, and we'll keep saying that, you guys. So, Eternal,
right.
I had a question for you. You know, you spoke on Lilith, you know what I'm saying? You spoke on Sekhmet and you spoke on Lilith. You know, who is Lilith truly? What is Lilith energy, like the real stuff.
Well, the Lilith, you might as well say, is the Ogun in the feminine form. The point of being that etheric now has an embodied being, what do we see out of it? Like when you look at the movie Thor, he had to fight his sister who was a twin, but not a twin as in looking the same, but of the same powers or even greater. And that's what ended up happening is that there's a feminine energy. They created a negative about her, called her a succubus, called her the 13th level. But we know her as Mommy Wata. We also know her as Medusa. We also know her as Madonna. This is where we get Medina and Madonna from. But Diana is also that same connection. So you hear Diana, you're also hearing Queen Diana being as like Empress Diane. But we know as the Amazonian woman, like Queen Nzinga. So it was the imperial energy of what 13 is. 13 represents be. So as you be who you are, you end up doing. So that's what I do end up representing. You put 7 and 6, you're doing a 13. But 6 being a Virgo, like you marry someone, just like to go to heaven at 7, Libra, as to balance oneself, that's why they wed to each other. And then they say, I do. So it's a ritual. Always has been a ritual to say and do these things, but not knowing that they got you on the Lilith, living the subtlety of your energy, as in that phoenix bird, as in what phoenix from a storm would do, as what you were talking about earlier with chaos. They created her to be like a Medusa, having the seven snake concept on her head as what seven is as a snake. But when we look at Sekhmet, Sekhmet has a snake on the head because she's coming from death, resurrecting herself with a sun disc on the head. We also know Bosk. You look at panthers, the black panthers, black being what it is, black being like death, black being like from five to being alive to six being dead. That's why six represents spirit. So now when we're talking about black panther, you're talking about a bigger cat. So you're talking about somebody named Bass. And now Bass being just like a cat, represent nine lives. That's why we say feminine, from feline to feminine. That's why six as a cat, with basically ability of etheric energy being black, to now a blue ether or purple even ether energy. That's why purple, like for Sagittarius, is amethyst. That's why we use that energy to basically heal your crown chakra, to heal your body and the effect for giving it strength, and your addictions, like drinking. So that's why there was not only a flat way of thinking of it, a round way of thinking of it, and a square as a triangle being. We're actually becoming forms of what we already said. And from deform, Abatala, he was telling us this story. Abatala tells you the story about not to be drunk when having babies because you create deformity. That's why Lilith saw less in the man if he's drunk and wanted to have sex. So these are the things that she saw less in him, as Ham being cursing Ham and cursing Cain concept. This is what happened with the fruit, the grape, being fermented. So when we think of low energy, low vibration, that's what happens when you drink low spirit energy and then create this other damnation that happens. As Lilith, he didn't want to be beside this character who ain't even beside himself. So she was like, you're going to put me in the front because you ain't nowhere as near where I'm at. And now he's like, oh, well, then you don't need to be here. So then they're going to change you up and put Eve in the Bible and get rid of Lilith. And that's how we're not going to start with you. So it was like a point of Aurea or a point of Athena being the goddess of war. This is how we have different names coming from different aspects as what we call it, Kali Ma. We can see that California it's still Kali Ma connection. We just don't see it as such. And then you got Mahamia, which is Mommy Wata on the other end. So how are you going to have these energies coming off of a key being a country concept, but we don't see the key of ourselves? This is why we have to study. We have to look at why do we go to Starbucks and not know that all of that's the same thing? How about you go to McDonald's and don't realize it has an arch? But the white part of it with the arch represents 13.
How we don't see Mommy Wata as the Starbucks symbol, as this look like an octopus with legs or something, and his hair is long, like the feminine, what I actually was saying earlier about Sekhmet, and having a crown on the head. And then, of course, they're going to use what color? Green. They use the color green for Starbucks. Yeah. They know the story. We don't know the story. Now we need to know our story. So it won't just be a story. It'll be a heritage.
A heritage. How does, on that note, how does the rite of passage tie into our story? Is it a difference?
Yeah, it's a major difference because we won't be doing this ISIS papers right now. ISIS papers is happening right now. Bill Carver. The Bill Carver effect, the idea of how do we have Zip Coon, Jim Crow, Pickaninny, Uncle Ted, Uncle Tom, Uncle Ned, I mean. It's so much of the Remus and Romulus not knowing where we're starting to become Roman adversaries without having the rights of passage really cripples the man's phallus. It's called annihilation. We're doing annihilation on our own phallus first by destroying the idea of us being around each other. What do we do when we're around each other? Do we play video games and then make a bet on the video games, and then if the video game and the bet don't go right, we beat each other up, and now we're separated, and now our families are separated because of a video game? It's like putting a piece of cheese in front of rats and expecting them not to fight. So the rites of passage is showing man how to, like what I'm doing now. I'm giving a brother a staff in his hand. I said, walk with the staff. Then I realized he didn't know how to walk. So then I said, take the staff back out. Nope, take the staff back out. And show me how to walk. Show me how you walk. But I said, show me how to walk like you got confidence in yourself. I said, don't look at the floor because you already know where it's going.
Yeah.
So now it's, how do you get your arms not to be attached to your body? And walk like all these are different body parts, but they are attached to you, but they also not attached to you. This is how your hair was. This is how your locks was flowing on your head when you walked or when you was on a bus and it bounced. And you saw the differences of how, just like a tree would, when the wind hits it. It's in unison, but it's not in unison, but yet it's in unison. We have to put that as the rites of passage. Our ways of knowing rites of passage is how we learn what we learn for enlightenment. That's initiation to your rites of passage. When you know that my aunt isn't there, it's time for you to express balance. If you see somebody off balance, show them balance, and that's your initiation for them. Not for you, for them to learn that, because you already learned it. Now it's just how do you give it back? Because, see, we take on all this stuff called knowledge. But then we keep it to ourselves. And that right there, that's like the worst thing you can do to yourself. And walk around with this and then pass away with this knowledge. That's how it became secret versus sacred.
Hoarding. We're going to end on that. We're going to end on that note. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Gratitude to the energy, as always. Gratitude to the energy. All of this is happening in this divine order, how it's happening. Shout out to my grandmother, Catherine Mass Boyd, who is always with me, standing firm. thank you. That's it. I'm about to tear up. So tomorrow, the Theology of Hate Part 5, the final, is going to be good too, you guys. I don't know what's going to come out of it, but we're going to play the last Bobby Hennig clip from that. And please be sure to check out our website again, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. A lot of us are going into the deep pits of the abyss within ourselves. And a lot of us are not really understanding or even understanding how we're truly, we know that something is different, like we need to do something different as far as our reaction, because in the spiritual community, you know, we're taught that positive vibes only. And, you know, I had a thought of, wait a minute, we've been taught that mentality that life is only supposed to be this imagery of all rosy and peachy, and it's supposed to be always good. therefore, when it rains and when winter comes, we don't understand how to deal with that. So speaking for myself, I am finding how to deal with my winter. You know what I mean? And in that, it has proved the most effective lessons. Why do we repeat lessons over and over and over and over again? I think it has a lot to do with how we deal with winter. All right, guys, that's it for me. Eternal, you can go ahead and take us out.
If you haven't studied Sekhmet, it's a point that you have to start. If you haven't learned at least Sagittarius, it's that second to the third heart. Your heart being your head as your heart being in your heart of your body, of your torso, and what we look at in the solar plex. You also have a heart in the root of where you start at, and that's in your sacral area you call sacred. If you're able to intune yourself by anything, learn the nine and what nine does. Nine also times itself, creates another image of what it is that it got timed by. But when you plus it, now you see the actual number being itself as a reflection. We are a plus and a time sign of ourself. So when you see Sekhmet, as you see it being a Sagittarius energy from the beginning, the Dendera helps you. Look up Dendera. See that Dendera actually is not just the zodiac sign, but also the deities that help you behind and in front. They're your higher selves along with yourself and your mid-self, self, with the lower self. How do you have a heart? And heart being H-E-A-R-T as E-A-R-T-H, your earthling. So how do you earthling yourself? Ling and lang as a lingo, this is your language. So how much logo do you use? If you are off time, as you call it time, father time, then where's your mother grace at? You have to have a grace to everything. If not, it's a point of how your child isn't there anymore. You need your child not ish self, but more childlike self. So you can find out like riding a bike still gives you exercise and still gives you joy, as what a fire from the yellow, red, and orange colors really do give us when we see green in between as our self being blue. Don't be in the blues. As blue as it is, you can actually see purple come out of red, too, when you add your red and your blue. So as above, so below, learn yourself and then unlearn yourself and then relearn yourself as you grow. Grow in, grow up, grow through, then grow out on what you know. Ashe. Ashe. Oh.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Step right up and step off the train.
The land before time.
Welcome to America.
All the freaks are here.
All you have to do is take a promise.
And stay on your grind.
You give it to me, I'll give it to you.
30,000 megawatts of power, baby. Radiating your soul.
Sign right here on the dotted line.
Come on, get you some
free. I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, before exiting the train, please leave your valuables, diamonds, rubies, and pearls in the cabinet that Jason Taylor left. The pussy cat and the jackals, you can leave them with me. Yes, little girl.
Has anyone seen my 42 laws?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not responsible for lost articles and things.
Oh. Oh.
Okay, so whenever he say a key word, everybody just shout on cue.
That's not science.
Then you felt the